bum, 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 bum. Who knows? Who cares? Whose bologna and pastrami sandwich is this?
All right, kids. Belinda is under the weather, and I did not find this out because I've been doing my show and driving to my show and stuff. So she ain't showing up, and I don't think anybody took the time, so I am going to hang out as long as I can, and I'm going to play a cut by Deep Purple to give me enough time to figure out if I have enough time, if that makes sense. Dig it and dig it deep.
Ooh.
All right, that was obviously Deep Purple with the awesome anthem Child in Time off of Deep Purple in Rock from 1970. That is on vinyl, and I believe that is their best album, man. I'll put it up against Machine Head or anything else, man, because it's a great album, man. Incidentally, the song Child in Time is what got Ian Gillan the role in the original production of Jesus Christ Superstar. According to Tim Rice, I just read his autobiography, and it's pretty cool. He seems like a pretty down-to-earth kind of guy. So he said some friends he knew in the business, because he had been a songwriter and had various things that he and Andrew Lloyd Webber had worked on up until that point, but they hadn't made it big. So anyway, they decided to do Jesus Christ Superstar first as a single, which took off, so then they wrote the whole album. And a guy in the business gave Tim Rice a copy of Child in Time on tape, like just as it was coming out, so he could hear it. And that was it. It was that song off of Deep Purple in Rock that Jesus sang because of that song. Just think of that while you think of that. All right, you're listening to WMFO Medford. This is Mike Conway filling in for Belinda, who's not feeling well. I'm not really doing bubbles in the think tank because this was sort of sprung upon me. So I am going to play, I don't know, some cool classic rock, and I'll see if I can find anything that I think would be of interest to Belinda's audience, because I hope you guys are still listening. You're pretty dedicated. And we need to find out, is it to the time slot or is it to Belinda in the time slot. All that being said, we are going to Japan. We are going to hear from a guy named Hiro Naragita. He was the guitar player in April Fool, which was one of the first sort of psychedelic jam bands back in the day in Japan. They became Food Brain, which was one of the first sort of heavy blues rock psychedelic things in Japan. And in 1970, this guy did a solo album, and he did a song on it that sounded remarkably like this. Dig it and dig it deep. Hiro Naragita, everybody, with Running Shirts Long. Off of his first solo album, Milk Time, which featured a close-up drawing of a gorilla from 1970. Because when else are you going to do all that? All right, these next two songs are going out to Belinda. She is surely missed, sorely missed by me, surely missed by others. And these next two cuts are from the bottom of my heart and the front of my pants.
Oh,
Okay, those last two were Going Out the Belinda from me, Mike Conway of Classic Rock Mind, Saturdays from 10 to 11. We heard The Blues Project with Wake Me, Shake Me off of the awesome album Projections from 1966. Everybody out there, all you hippies out there are like, oh, blues rock in the UK, man, came after, you know, the Mersey Beat and the British Invasion and all that. Well, in 1966, The Blues Project were kicking ass. There you go. And I started that set off with Black Oak, Arkansas, Fertile Woman. Off the album, If an Angel Came to See You, Would You Make Her Feel at Home? From 1972. And that was on Vinyl Kids, as was the Blues Project. So yeah, those two songs sort of, you know, encapsulate my feelings for Belinda. Moving right along, we are now going to hear from the sensational Alex Harvey Band. So dig it and dig it deep.
Naked, a sin, an army towel covering my belly. Some of us weep, some of us howl, knees turn to jelly. But next, I was just a child, 100 like me. I followed a naked body followed me. Next. I was just a child when my innocence was lost in a mobile army hoot house, a gift of the army, free of cost. Next. Me, I really would have liked a little bit of tenderness, maybe a word, maybe a smile, maybe some happiness. But next. Oh, it was not so tragic and heaven did not fall, but how much at the time I hated being there at all. Next, next. I still recall the brothel trucks, the flying flags, the queer lieutenant slapped our asses thinking we were fags. Of gonorrhea, it is his ugly voice that I forever fear. Next, next, a voice that stinks of whiskey, corpses, and of mud. The voice of nations, the thick voice of blood. Next, next, since then, each woman I have taken into bed, they seem to lie on my arms and they whisper in my head. Fall.
A Date with Danger. A play-safe educational film presented in cooperation with your local school board. Now, Dr. Ernest Ranchman, M.D.
Hello, boys and girls, and parents and teachers who use them. You know, one does not always know what one is letting oneself in for when one entertains a member of one's opposite sex. As illustrated by the old fable of the pig and the poke, I know from experience that children these days have problems just like real people. Grown-ups understand this, and youngsters sometimes get confused by strange and disgusting urges, which are a normal part of growing up. But if these problems are handled by the child with intelligence and frequent hip baths, then there will be no necessity for expensive and humiliating medical treatment later on in life. Take the case of little Gary Brewster. Let me put that another way. Take the example of little Gary Brewster. He's captain of the football team, lieutenant of the debating squad, and sergeant at arms for the Cashmere Sweater Club. Let's join Gary, won't we? He's at the Hamilton High Sock Hop.
Girly Barbara, sure is a swell dance, huh?
Yeah, Gary. It's all Reed, Gary.
Thanks, Barbara. You're okay, too. Mm. So okay that sometimes it's hard to express my emotions in words, you know?
I know.
Gary, let me talk to you for a moment.
I can't now, Spike. I got my arm around my girlfriend, Barbara.
Let her rest, Daddy-O. This is important, man.
It's all right, Gary. I'll go help with the punch.
Well, okay. I'll see you a little later, Barbara.
Hey, Gary, man. Stinky and I want to let you in on something groovy.
Yeah, go ahead, Spike. Tell him.
We got bubbles in the parking lot.
Well, why don't you take a seltzer product?
Man, are you from Squaresville? Hey, Stinky, can you believe that? Tell our oblong friend about bubbles.
She's fast. She's loose. She puts out. She pulls in.
Stinky, tell him the good part.
Oh, yeah. She goes all the way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in love with Barbara, and besides, I might get a venereal disease, and it could ruin my chances.
Oh, I dated Bubbles 100 times, and look at me.
What's the matter, man? You chicken?
Chicky, cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hey, wait a second. I am not chicken to do anything.
Well, why don't you go out and see Bubbles?
Well, because nobody's dared me.
We dare you.
All right, take me to her. But I have to get back here to take Barbara home.
Don't worry, man. Everything will be the coolest.
Young Gary yielded to temptation in the back seat of a blue sedan and lost a part of his youth that he can never get back, as well as $5 he won't see again. What did he gain from this? A sick heart, a heavy conscience, and the nickname Tiny. The seed of Satan had given bloom to the lotus of lust. Later on that same evening,
well, Barbara, I guess this is good night.
Yeah, Gary. There's just one thing. Something happened at the dance, didn't it?
Well...
You were with Bubbles, weren't you?
I...
Joanne said she saw you in the parking lot, didn't she?
No, Barbara. Don't jump to any hasty conclusions. You're my girl.
Gary, when we fell in love... Do you remember that we signed that agreement that we would never lie to each other?
Sure, I remember it. What about it?
Well, I don't think you're telling the truth about Bubbles.
All right, I was with Bubbles. But it was different. It felt good, but it was ugly. It was kind of fun, but it was so ugly. I'm sure it was exciting. Well, maybe it wasn't that ugly.
Gary? Have you ever thought about me that way?
Of course not, Barbara. You're ugly. And besides, I love you. Except sometimes I wonder if you're only just a child.
Just a child? Why, I'm a woman, I bet.
Well, we'll talk about it in the morning. I am tired.
Gary?
Yeah?
if I have to do this to keep you from leaving me. All right, take me.
I had known Gary Brewster and Barbara Blake ever since they were very short. I had been their family doctor. Imagine my surprise when they walked into my office 2 months later in a very agitated state.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Well, Barbara and Gary, to what do I owe this suspected surprise?
Well, doctor, here's what happened. We... the stove, and that's the whole story.
Well, I won't beat around your bush. You felt you were old enough to do what you did, so you're old enough to face the consequences. Was it fun?
No, not really.
We lost respect for each other.
Yep.
Well, what I have to tell you won't be easy. You both have venereal disease and will have to undergo painful treatment. And I must warn you that you may die.
Oh.
And even if you don't, you could live like lepers the rest of your life.
Thank you, doctor.
I didn't know that.
I wish I had.
I hope what you have just seen has made you a smarter, more frightened person. Venereal disease is no joke because it is not a laughing matter. To prove my point, you'll notice on my desk a large pickle jar, inside of which floats the remains of a 14-year-old girl who contracted venereal disease and shriveled away to the dead form on my desk. Look at it, boys and girls. Don't close your eyes. And remember, it is a stronger person who can say no to temptation than the one who says yes to temptation.
That was, of course, The Credibility Gap with A Date with Danger off of A Great Gift Idea from 1973. And before that, the sensational Alex Harvey Band with the Jacques Brel tune Next. And that is off the album Next from 1973. I think Jacques Brel wrote it in 68. So the man who gave us Seasons in the Sun also gave us Next. I love that. And so I'm going to keep playing stuff. Where are we going now? Oh, I know where we're going. We're going to the Vanilla Fudge for a brief historical overview of music. And this is on vinyl as Vanilla Fudge intended.